RN8's head globe spun just enough to fix one of her photoreceptors on Lando's face.
Yes, you did.
Her voice was silky, deep, and chiding.
And then you countermanded that order with one directing us to our current destination.
Lando scowled.
You need to do a better job maintaining your auditory systems, he said. You're hearing things.
The twinkles inside RN8's head globe dimmed as she redirected power to her diagnostic systems. Jaina turned her own attention back to the auxiliary display and saw that the long-range sensors had finally come online. Unfortunately, they were no help. The only thing that had changed inside its bronze frame was the color of the screen and a single symbol denoting the Rockhound's own location in the exact center. RN8's silky voice sounded from the back of the flight deck.
My auditory sensors are in optimum condition, Captain, as are my data storage and retrieval systems.
Her words began to roll across the deck in a very familiar male baritone.
Redirect to destination, Asterius Cloud. Arrival time 17 hours 15, Galactic Standard.
Lando's jaw dropped, and he sputtered.
That's not me.
Not quite, Jaina agreed.
The emphasis was placed on the wrong syllable in several words. Otherwise, the voice was identical.
But it's close enough to fool a droid.
Lando's eyes clouded with confusion.
Are you telling me what I think you're telling me?
Yes,
Jaina said, glancing at her blank sensor display.
I don't quite know how, but someone impersonated you.
Through the Force?
Jaina shrugged and shot a meaningful glance toward a dark corner. While she knew half a dozen Force powers that could have been used to defeat RN8's voice recognition software, not one of those techniques had a range measured in light years. She carefully began to expand her Force awareness, concentrating on the remote corners of the huge ship, and 30 standard seconds later, was astonished to find nothing unusual. There were no lurking beings, no blank zones that might suggest an artificial void in the Force. Not even any small vermin that might be a Force wielder disguising his presence. After a moment, she turned back to Lando.
They must be using the Force. There's no one aboard but us and the droids.
I was afraid you'd say that.
Lando paused for a moment, then asked,
Luke's friends?
I hate to jump to conclusions, but who else?
Jaina replied.
First, Lost Tribe or not, they're Sith. Second, they already tried to double-cross us once.
Which makes them as crazy as a Rancor on the dancing deck, Lando said. Abeloth was locked in a black hole prison for 25,000 years. What kind of maniacs would think it was a good idea to bust her out?
They're Sith,
Jaina reminded him.
All that matters to them is power. And Abeloth had power like a Nova has light, until Luke killed her.
Lando frowned and thought.
And if they're crazy enough to think they could take Abeloth home with them, they're probably crazy enough to think they could take the guy who killed her.
Exactly, Jaina said. Until a few weeks ago, no one even knew the Lost Tribe existed. That's changed, but they'll still want to keep what they can secret.
So they'll try to take out Luke and Ben,
Lando agreed.
And us too. Contain the leak.
That's my guess,
Jaina said.
Sith like secrecy, and secrecy means stopping us now. Once we're out of the Maw, they'll expect us to access the holonet and report.